performance, USA. The greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Well, hiya, gang. This is Ken Niles asking you in on another 30-minute flight of fancy known as Command Performance, with the route plotted according to your swell letters, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Well, Private First Class Ed Benson, stationed in Japan, chose our navigator for this trip. She's a versatile charmer indeed. If she were only in the Air Corps, she'd put some ginger into your Rogers. And here she is, Ginger Rogers.
Thank you, and thank a lot. Thank you a lot, Ken. That was an awfully nice letter from Private Benson.
Oh, well, that's nothing, Ginger. I got a better letter from a sailor who steals telephones.
He steals telephones? What makes you think that?
Well, he says, get me a date with Ginger Rogers, and I'll fix you up with some hot numbers. Isn't that sweet, though?
Very. But now, Ken, we have a surprise visitor who really can handle some hot numbers. A songstress who was once a child star.
You mean that little tyke who used to sing in movies and on the air?
Mm-hmm, it is.
Oh, gosh, how I would once again love to hold her in my lap.
Ken, you don't seem to realize she's a grown-up, luscious, attractive blonde now.
Well?
Fellas, here she comes. Meet Rose Marie.
Woohoo, baby!
Thank you very, very much, gang. And, well, say, hi, Ginger. Where you been?
You know Rose Marie.
Oh, well, 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 little baby Rose. You must come up to my apartment tonight and look at my rattles.
Oh. Ken, stop it.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Ginger. I just want to prove that Hollywood hasn't changed me.
What do you mean?
Well, I held Rose Marie in my lap when she was a baby, and I'm still willing to do it today.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Ken, but I'm grown up now, and I'd be willing to hold you on my lap if you were a baby.
Well, what do you say to that, Ken? Ken, what do you say?
Ga ga da 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 ga ga da da.
Well, what's the use? You'd better sing, Rosemary.
Though my heart goes pitter patter, like the patter when it rains, Mama says it doesn't matter, 'cause it's only growing pains. But I'm lonesome for some loving, like a birdie in a cage. And I'm almost 21 now, which is practically middle age. My mama says no, 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 no. When I want to roll my eyes, Mama says it isn't wise, and my mama ought to know. Took off my bobby socks, put up my curly locks. Wanna wear an evening gown, wanna go into the town, but my mama says no, no. Oh, mama, 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 I'm a big girl now. Why are there so many things you won't allow? Mama, 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 won't you hear my plea? There are so many, many, many places ahead I could go if I only had a beau. But I haven't got a date, so I guess I'll have to wait for another year or so. When along comes a fella and he tips his hat, my mama says no, no, no to that. Or don't you shake your head from side to side, 'cause if you do that, then you be a bride. Mama, 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 I wanna do this. And mama, 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 I wanna do that. Mama says, oh, honey, you can do this. But mama says, to that. I could go if I only had a bow. But I haven't got a date, so I guess I'll have to wait for another year or so. The moon is hanging low, far can I go? When my mama says no, no, no.
call on you later to hear another sample of your singing.
Well, Ginger, who's next on the command agenda?
He's a wizard of the keyboard. Two sergeants, Pat Fares and Albert Swart in Germany, ask for him. And are the sergeants lucky to get him? Our guest is a hard man to pin down for a guest shot. He's so busy. His records are breaking all records. And right now, he's wowing him at Ciro's. Fellas, here's Carmen Cavallaro. Yoga never got better treatment, Carmen. Now, don't get up. That calls for an encore. How about that album medley of yours? Something to Remember You By, Deep Purple, and I Know That You Know.
Thank you.
and that was wonderful. And now, gang, you've asked for a visit from a Sharpie who knows all the answers, who hands out gobs of cash to people for knowing odd facts about life. And here he is, that genial wit, Phil, take it or leave it, Baker.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hiya, Ginger.
Say, Phil, what happened to you? You look all beat up.
Well, Ginger, I wanted to check on my competition. I just went to the Truth or Consequences show.
What happened?
Well, they asked me a question. When I told them I didn't know the answer, they hit me over the head. Then they poured water on me, hit me in the face with a pie, a flavor I didn't like. And then they knocked me down on the floor and stamped on me.
Phil, I'm sorry to laugh. That's terrible.
Oh, no. The joke was on them, Ginger.
What do you mean?
I knew the answer all the time.
Phil, you were back in New York for quite a long time. How does New York compare to Hollywood?
Well, the hotel rooms you can't get in Hollywood are much nicer than the ones you can't get in New York.
Sounds as if you're having hotel room trouble.
Oh, I can't complain. I managed to get a room and a bath.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, it's a shame they're in two different hotels.
Well, you're lucky. Hotels are very independent these days.
Independent these days, I'll say. I'm tired of sleeping in my room. The phone rings. It was room service. I had to go out and get them a newspaper. And, Ginger, these hotels have that silly 5-day limit on rooms.
Yeah, I know. That is a nuisance.
I'll say. After 5 days, they asked you to pay rent. Such goings-on. So I left and went to another hotel.
Did you have any luck finding another hotel?
Oh, sure. I went into a hotel, walked up to a desk clerk and said, "Do I register with you?" The clerk said, "You're cute, but you're not my type."
Phil, all I can say is that you never should have come out here without having a place to live all lined up.
Look, Ginger, when I left New York, I was the owner of a typical Hollywood home, a rambling hillside house.
Yeah? Well, what happened?
Remember the rain last week?
Yeah.
The house rambled 2 blocks down the hillside.
Well, at least you have a place to stay for the next couple of minutes, because Corporal Al Rubin, stationed in Munich, wrote command asking for a special version of your show, Take It or Leave It.
Well, that can be arranged. I'll go and think up some questions.
Phil, there's just one catch. The corporal feels you give the contestants too many hints, practically telling them the answers, so this time you'll have to do it without helping them in any way.
Not even a teensy-weensy hint?
No.
Not even a teeny hint, a peep at the answer sheet, maybe?
No. And no, not even the tiniest hint. And while you're steeling yourself to the task, Ken Niles can set the stage. Now, go ahead, Ken.
Okay. Never Ready Pencil is on the air. Never Ready, the makers of the only pen that you fill with water and it writes under. And Never Ready, makers of the only pencil that refills itself so you never have to get the lead out.
Wait a minute, Bud.
Yes? Presents, Take It, and We'll Give You Such a Hit in the Head, starring Phil, You'll Never Get a Hit Out of Me, Baker.
Thank you, Ken, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, I came to Hollywood to make a movie, and if we get this show over with fast, maybe I can make it before the prices change. Now, here's our first contestant of the evening, Mr. Will Scott. How do you do, Mr. Scott?
Hello, Mr. Baker.
And what did you get when you came up on the stage?
A never-ready pencil.
A never-ready pencil, that's right. And what did you get with it?
A bill for $8.95.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a mistake.
I was hoping so.
That bill should have been $9.95. Mr. Scott, what do you do for a living?
Well, for years I've been trying to get a commission in the Army. Now I'm doing nothing.
Oh, you got the commission, eh? Let's read that again. I like that joke.
Well,
that bill should have been $9.95. Mr. Scott, what do you do for a living?
For years I've been trying to get a commission in the Army. Now I'm doing nothing.
Oh, you got the commission. Big egg. No good. Okay. Mr. Scott, let's get on with the questions. What category have you chosen from the board? What would you like to talk about?
Girls.
I'm sorry, there's no category on girls. Surely you can talk about something else, old boy.
Oh, sure. Women.
Mr. Scott, please pick a category from the blackboard. Now, how about number 14, football?
All right, that should be easy.
Okay, football. Ah, football. I'll never forget when I was a kid back in New York. I was quite a football star. I ran roughshod right through the whole 10th Avenue team. I ran over the whole 9th Avenue team. I ripped through the whole 8th Avenue team. I could never beat the 7th Avenue team. They had boys. Well, back to the questions. Now, remember, I'm not going to give you any help on these questions. No help whatsoever. Are you ready to go ahead?
Yes.
Okay, for a buck. And remember, I won't allow you any hints. What is a football made of?
It's made of pigskin. I'll take my dollar now.
Not so fast. You got help from the audience on that question.
I did? How?
You were watching that lady in the fourth row applaud.
Yeah, but I...
She's wearing pigskin gloves. I'm very sorry. You got a hint, and therefore you're disqualified. But stand by for the jackpot. Now, who's our next contestant?
My name is Kensington Q. Niles.
Say, what is that smoke coming out of your pocket?
Smoke? Oh, I ran out of cologne, so I'm burning incense. What did you think of that incense joke, huh?
I think it stinks. Will you please tell the audience what you got when you came up on the stage?
A never-ready pencil. A never-ready pencil.
Why did you say that twice?
It's a repeater.
Kilroy in the flesh. Now, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I'll take the subject characters from Shakespeare.
That's fine. Now, remember, no hints tonight, so be on your guard. For $1, what did Romeo climb up on when he went to make love to Juliet?
He climbed up on the balcony. Give me my buck.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you hadn't looked up, I might have allowed you to go on. But we have a balcony in this theater, and when you looked up, you couldn't help notice it. So you're disqualified. I'm terribly sorry. Nobody gets a hint tonight, Mr. Niles. Stand by for the jackpot. Say, this is fun. Nobody's going to get any help from me. No, sir. Bring on the next contestant. Nobody's going to walk off with easy money tonight.
Hello, big boy.
You have a buck. Would you like to try for two? what is your name, please?
Ginger.
Ginger what?
Gladstone 3022, and just ask for Ginger.
You have $2. Would you like to try before? But remember, I can't give you any help tonight.
No help? How could poor little me ever get any answers without any help?
Well, just try, won't you? For $4, what is a fuzzy widow animal that goes meow?
No help.
No help, but the initials are C, A, T, T, T.
Dog.
Well, that's close enough. Cats are chased by dogs. The answer is cats. You have $4. Do you want to try for eight?
Oh, I'd love to.
Who discovered America?
Cat.
Who wrote this? That's not right.
But you said it was the answer, and now you're trying to trick me.
Well, I'll give you an alternate question. America was discovered by whom? His first name was Christopher. There's a town called Columbus in Ohio that was named after him.
Oh, I know.
Good. Tell me.
Christopher, Ohio.
Well, you have it partially right. For $16, who is known as the father of our country?
Bing Crosby.
That's close. Well, it's close enough. The father of our country happens to be George Washington. A great historic event took place in 1732. George Washington was born. Now, for $32, can you tell me what historic event took place in 1740?
George Washington was 8 years old.
Duh, you have $32. For the $64 question.
Mm-hmm. Is what?
$64, answer this question.
Mm-hmm. What?
Will you go out with me tonight?
Well, what do we do?
I'm sorry, I can't give you any hints.
You can keep the $64. Thanks 64,000 times for dropping by, Phil. Well, gang, let's hear once more from Rose Marie.
Every girl must have a dream man, someone to love from afar. Peaches and cream man, who sends me like no other star. Each week I listen at my radio, and my heart skips a beat when he sings so soft and low. First you tip your hat, and roll your eyes and give it to that. And then you go cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. That's half the chorus of a hot potato. Play those trumpets, let me hear those trumpets. Let me hear some. Stop the music, stop the music. Let me hear those trumpets. That's not a trumpet. That's not a trumpet. That's a trumpet. It's sabotage. Because I'm Jimmy, the well-dressed man. Why, I'm a better man than Dapper Dan. Now you can have your suits for 130. Keep my heart shrapnel and marks till it's dirty. Stop the music, where you going? Stop the symphony. Let's go back to the year 1926 BS. Before Sinatra. I came up town to crash Broadway, and I did it the first day. Somebody pushed me through a window. Durante, all washed up for the first time in his life. I defies him. I ups to him and I says, you know, Don, well, I can do without Broadway, but can Broadway do without me? Herald Square, Times Square, step the music. There's a doctor living in my town. There's a lawyer and an Indian, too. That's why I can't get a room. So I says to this fella, why you beating that child over the head with a bat? He says, I beat him because he bothers me. I says, how can a child that small bother you? He says, well, you see, mister, I'm an undertaker. And all day long the kid keeps bothering me for empty boxes. Don't raise the bridge, boy. Lower the river. I was walking along the street the other day, commuting with nature. And all of a sudden, I see a man asleep on a bench. And he's got a lot of flies on his nose. And the flies aren't bothering. All of a sudden, a big bee comes along and stings him right on the tip of the nose. And when the bee stings him on the tip of the nose, he wakes up and he says, there's always got to be a wise guy in the crowd. Just for that, everybody off. Everybody off. Hit that note, Michelle. What a band. What a band we got here tonight. They eat music. They sleep music. If they could only read music. And then again you take, and again you take, and again Umbria.
mighty mellow. But I'm afraid that brings us to curtain time once more. It's been lots of fun, and it's been flattering being invited to drop in. Thanks, gang. Thanks from all of us, including Ken Niles, Rose Marie, Carmen Cavallero, and Phil Baker. This is Ginger Rogers. Good night.
This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.